Well, good morning. It is 7:30 a.m., June the 1st, 2026, on a mostly cloudy morning here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 59, 58, 60, somewhere in there. A pleasant, cool morning. I'm sort of rushing a little bit. I'm trying to get back. I've got bread rising in the pan, and it was kind of a toss-up. Is it ready to go? Can it wait for another 45 minutes or so for me to get the wok out of the way? I left it on the counter. I don't think another 45 minutes will hurt it. It's sourdough, so it moves slow. I'm hoping for a better result than the last loaf, which was, let's just say it was suboptimal. It was slow going. I was a bit impatient with it. I baked it before it was ready. And no. So I got to get back. I got to get this in the oven before it gets too hot here today. It's supposed to be not terrible, but it's also early enough in the day that running the oven at 400 degrees. Yeah, this bread is a little bit tender. It does not do well with 475. I hope it's a sandwich loaf. That was my goal, is to have a nice soft sandwich bread. I used AP flour instead of my usual mix of whole wheat and bread flour. So it's a little bit delicate, it's a little bit tender, it's a little bit lumpy. Working with potato starters is a trip. I put down a fresh one last night when I used up the one that I had, and I inoculated them. But fresh potato, fresh water. I got to feed it a little sugar today and see if I can get it to wake up a bit. This starter was definitely more ripe. It was much more ready. I noticed it when I went into the sponge, very, very early on. I gave the sponge 2 hours instead of its usual hour, but the starter had already begun consuming. It's not the same as, you know, with a commercial yeast where you give it 20 minutes and it starts bubbling. So I mixed the dough, left it on the counter for a couple of hours, came back and it had done real well. So I knocked it down a little bit, gave it a little kneading. Cat got me up at 3 a.m. to feed him, which is his practice these days, which I'm actually quite pleased with, actually. I don't mind getting up, changing beds. Luckily, I have a bed to change to, so I don't have to wake my wife up going back to bed. But it had pretty much filled the bowl, the dough. So I knocked it down, gave it a little kneading. And then when I got up at 5, it hadn't done much, but it had done a little. So I gave it another knead and then rolled it into a loaf and stuffed it in the pan. And that's where it's been since about 5 o'clock. So 7:30, 2.5 hours. I think it's pretty much ready. I'm looking forward to seeing how this one comes out. I'm looking forward to the next one. What has my life become when the highlight is whether or not my bread baked successfully? You know what? I don't care. I'm happy. I'm happy. Oh, I need to get a blog post out today. Shoot. First of the month where I have to confess my sins and hope for redemption in the coming weeks. No, not really. I'm actually quite pleased, in spite of the fact that my word count for the month is like zero. Except that for some reason I don't count the morning post. I don't count the journal. I don't count the haiku. But the reality is, every morning I write a page, usually a full page, in an A5 journal for me. I write a short post on Mastodon for everybody else to read. My A New Day, A New Chance to Succeed post, which has to stay under, has some arbitrary, not too arbitrary, because the host is only 500 characters, so I only have 500 characters to say something positive about the day. And it always starts with A New Day, A New Chance to Succeed, and ends with the hashtag today, so that it goes into the today stream where other people talk about what they're doing today. And then I write a poem. I wrote a haiku. I have the prompts. I'm the one responsible for the prompts. And yet I'm constantly sitting there in the morning wondering, what the hell was I thinking? Where did this word come from? And the answer is, it came from a list of 500 essential haiku that has been salted with other seasonal appropriate nomenclature that isn't necessarily Japanese. When they get duplicated, I try to come up with a synonym. It's a challenge. I do them a month at a time, so I don't repeat words. Because the haiku seasons are 3 months long. So there's early season, mid-season, late season. They correspond to the appropriate months. So this is June, it's midsummer. Not early summer. May is early summer. And of course, leaves late summer for July. Duh. So I do them a month at a time so that I have the month plotted out, and so that I don't repeat a word from 1 week to the next. I've caught myself putting the same word in twice in the same week, which is awkward. But yeah, I take all of the past words, salt it with a few new words. I've been doing this long enough now. I have lists of words back from 2023. So I've got pretty close to three years worth of words to pull from. June and July, definitely. Earlier than that, I don't have quite as many in the winter, because I just started and wasn't really keeping track of all the words, all the prompts. I accumulate all the words, sort them alphabetically so I can pull out the duplicates, and then put a random number on each word and sort on the random number, which gives me a relatively reasonably randomized lists of prompts. Works out pretty well. Good morning. So yeah, I had to do the month of June last Saturday. So for the Saturday post, because we do them a week at a time, Saturday to Saturday, inclusive, which helps the people working in different time zones around the world. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. One post. So yeah, it's not like I'm not writing at all. It's not like I'm sort of ignoring the world of letters. I'm just not getting a lot of fiction written. Which isn't to say I'm not making progress. It's one of those weird things. It's not to say I'm not getting progress on the book, on the story. Because I think I said yesterday, playing No Man's Sky gets my forebrain out of the way for new ideas to come popping up. Oh, that's one sad looking beamer. Oh my God. Every day I walk by and I see something else, seat ripped out. Which and the front hanging by a nut. One bolt. That place always has interesting vehicles. They come, they stay for a while, and eventually they're replaced by some other beater, some other interesting pile of metal and rubber. Do we have pooches this morning? We do not. This lady's fountain grass is coming up nicely. Her irises are looking past their prime. The lilacs, of course, have all gone by. Well, that looks like a fresh sprig right there. Interesting. Russian sage coming up with its one lone rose bush, which is putting out new blossoms, new buds. It's looking pretty. Just one spike has buds on it. No, it wasn't kanji. It was XL3. It's just all jammed together. Oh. Oh, that's what it is. I was looking at it because the next tab on the tar is the one that looked like congee, and the reason it is that it's XL3, XL Energy. I don't know why it's not XLE, but XL3. And then there's a line drawn through the middle of it that makes it look like Japanese characters, kanji. Not sure what that's all about, but Summit. Hieroglyphs on the path of life. Paul Lumens, the Tao master now, who gained his master's robe last week, was writing about how it felt to be looking at what had come before against what is coming now. It was an interesting take, as the email address. Oh, speaking of email, goddamn. Oh, ConvertKit, which is now just Kit. Not sure. Why they decided they needed to change the brand to Convit. To just Kit from ConvertKit, but okay. Anyway, apparently sometime in the night, I got my 3,001st subscriber, which popped me out of my comfortable 3,000 address list and took me to the next tier. It didn't take them long to add the next amount of funding. To be fair, they credited me with the remaining time I had already paid for three, and then only charged me for the difference for the remaining period. So yeah, somebody, 3,001. It's come up a lot, because it wasn't that long ago. It was just like 2,500, 2,600 people. That was it. Comfortable number. About 25% of the people haven't reacted in a long time. And I have not purged the list, because it's really hard to tell with all the changes that have happened. It's really hard to tell if it hasn't been delivered, or it wasn't opened, or it was opened and the little flag that says, hey, I'm open, triggered and was then passed forward. Because right now, email that I get to my Gmail address goes to a blind box. And when I open that one, nothing leaves. So as far as anyone is concerned, I don't open their emails ever. Nothing goes back. Nothing gets tracked. I started getting emails. Do you still want to receive messages from us? Which is something I suppose I could do, should do. David Goffin would have a fit, because my email list management skills, not skills, practice, is dreadful. Maybe I'll set up a segment and Sound demo. Is this still on? Message. Maybe I won't. I'll just let it go. Well, look. How did this happen? I got all the way past the park without looking at any of the rye. I didn't even notice the Willow Sisters. I was too busy thinking about ConvertKit and my email list. And I made it. I'm here. I'm home. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.